President Obama dedicates the National Museum of African American History and Culture today. It's a fancy affair that fits in with a tradition that African American women have had for generations, wearing beautiful, exquisite, and elaborate hats. The new museum, in fact, celebrates vintage turbans, caps, and fascinators, all from the shop of one woman. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has her story.
In 1942, May Reeves started what would become a Philadelphia institution with a $500 bank loan. Her hat shop helped dress some of the most famous women in the country, like Marian Anderson.
I gotta roll, you gotta roll.
Ella Fitzgerald.
I'm putting on my top hat.
And Lena Horne.
'Cause any place I hang my hat is home.
May Reeves hung her hat above the store where she lived.
You do what you gotta do. I had to work with my family and make a living, too. So I did it. And I'm very proud of it.
Downstairs, customers ranging from white socialites to black domestic workers kept the cash drawer ringing. Reeves' daughter, Donna Limerick, a former NPR producer, remembers putting on a black dress and pearls as a teen to help her mother sell hats.
During Mother's Day and Easter, when women would just come one after the other, that bell would just ring, ring, ring.
May Reeves' hat business helps paint an extraordinary portrait of the Great Migration, according to Paul Gardullo, a curator at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Think about this. So you're talking about the midst of a depression, the midst of Jim Crow, a young woman who has moved from the South to the North. And she made a success of herself, really from nothing.
And many of the women who wore her hats were trying to make more than just a fashion statement.
For black women who grew up in the Jim Crow era, as my grandmother and my mother did, hats were a way for them to take ownership over their style, a way for them to assert that they mattered.
Tiffany Gill is the author of Beauty Shop Politics, African American Women's Activism in the Beauty Industry. She lives in Philadelphia and says people still talk about May Reeves' hat shop. It was a center not just for black fashion, but also for civic life. It turned into a polling place on Election Day. Every city, Gill says, once had at least one popular black-owned hat shop where African-American customers could often find better service than at white-owned stores.
When I see older women who still wear hats to church on Sunday or bring them out on special occasions, it's just a reminder to revere that generation and the ways that they asserted dignity when to be black and to be a woman was something that brought about ridicule.
They're a generation that May Reeves helped dress with pride.
I like to make them pretty.
So many women came to your hat shop, and when they left, they sure looked beautiful, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Reeves and her daughter, Donna Limerick, were interviewed by the Smithsonian a few years ago. The hat shop closed in 1997, and a few years later, Reeves moved into a retirement home.
When she left, her final words were, "Don't touch anything in this hat shop. I'm coming back to make more hats."
May Reeves is going to turn 104 next month. She can no longer practice what for her was more than a craft.
It was a calling for me, something that I loved to do, making them colorful. That's why they came from everywhere to get something different.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture has recreated a portion of May Reeves' shop, and she's planning to see her hats again in the nation's capital. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.